from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics.
Welcome to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. In this episode, we welcome Peter LaRiviere. He was selected as Yuma Test Center's Mission Support Employee of the Quarter. Let's get to know more about him and his career at YTC. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you've had an interesting career at Yuma Proving Ground. Tell me about your start here.
I started here in 2017 as a security guard, manning the gate, checking people's ID as they came through, providing security for the base. While I was working there, I was going to school for my bachelor's degree in data analytics. So I completed my bachelor's program while working as a security guard, and then with my degree, started looking for other jobs to be able to apply that in, and found a job starting out in tracks as a data collector, and then worked my way up from there, got a job as a data analyst, and then eventually got my current position as an ORSA.
Did you know you wanted to stay at Yuma Proving Ground? Was that part of your career goal, or just happened that you this is where you found jobs at?
No, at the time I was open to anything. I was looking at a lot of different places outside of the government as well, but this is where I was able to find an opening at the time.
Well, it's a good place to work, so we're glad you're here. As you mentioned, your career has transitioned into handling data within the engineering support branch in the instrumentation division, and you're an operation research analyst. They also call you guys ORSAs. Your work as an ORSA is what led you to be selected as the Mission Support Employee of the Quarter. Can you tell me about your role as an ORSA and their role when it comes to testing?
Yeah, I think in general, an ORSA's primary role is to look over the data, quality control check, and validate that all of the data is as accurate and complete as possible as it's collected and as it's reported to test officers. My specific role in the engineering support branch, I work in process improvement and development. So I work on finding ways to improve the process of data transformations, how the data is collected and processed to get it into a more useful state for test officers to make decisions on.
Data comes in all types of forms, especially in instrumentation. I mean, so it is numbers, it's video, it's all types of data, so that it's your job to kind of make that easier to understand.
Yes, that's correct. In the instrumentation division, we collect data in all kinds of raw formats, from how it's read by a radar, as you mentioned, videos, all sorts of data. So as it's collected in, it's reduced into a more readable, human understandable format, and then statistics are collected on that and reported to test officers to make decisions on.
And at YTC, we've said this before, data is our product. The DoD and industry partners come to us for accurate data on their test item. Your award mentioned you develop software applications. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I've been developing a number of software applications for the data processing branch in order to process data more efficiently, reduce it from that raw state captured by the instrument, perform those transformations on it. I write a lot of software for reading video data, processing the images, like applying image filters, detecting objects, extracting timestamps from inside the video in order to extract all of that information out, convert it into whatever we need to do with it, and then generate reports from it.
The data sometimes is collected over hours and days and months. So why is it important for it to be reduced?
Yeah, data reduction is definitely a very important part of it. For one thing, as it's collected, it's in a very raw state that's probably not understandable by humans at all. It needs to be processed and reduced into a state that can be understood, that you can look at and gain insights from it. As well as just there's a lot of information captured that maybe you don't need all of that information. Like, for example, a radar is just out there listening using radar signals to capture whatever it's able to capture, including the object of interest, as well as whatever else just happens to be out there, which is considered noise. Whatever data is captured that you're not actually interested in is called noise. So part of the data reduction process is to filter that out and reduce it to only the information actually needed.
Yuma Proving Ground is leading the way when it comes to upskilling our workforce. And one way it's doing that is with the Data Literacy 101 course. And you're involved in that. So can you tell me about the course and what your involvement is?
Yeah, the data literacy course is led by Richard Hernandez, the Chief Data and Analytics Officer here at YPG. It's a course that's being offered out to everyone here at YPG to give them a better understanding of what data is, how to use it, how useful it can be.
You're getting people from all different types of positions, but that all work within YPG. So you're catering the program to their position, or at least allowing them to do projects that would help their position?
Yes, part of the course is for everybody to think of applications within their work area, come up with their own use cases and examples. And then as we're explaining various concepts in processing, transforming data, calculating statistics, we have exercises where they apply those to their specific examples for the course. So they get hands-on experience in that way.
What kind of feedback have you heard either from the people taking the course or from leadership or even within your group? Because your group, everyone that's teaching the course works at YPG and is somehow affiliated with data in their everyday job.
Yeah, I've heard from a few people that they really like the course and were able to get a lot out of it, that it helps them to really understand more about data. They didn't really have a great understanding of it before, and a lot of the concepts were either new to them or they just really didn't know much about it. It is a lot of information, so we don't expect them to become masters at it, but as long as they get a good basic level understanding, and then they can continue developing from there.
All righty, Peter. Well, anything else you want to let us know about your career here at Yuma Test Center?
I think we have a lot of good efforts going on right now. I work with the development team. We're developing a number of different applications. The data processing branch's development team specifically is working on a lot of cool projects. I think we're moving in a really good direction to really improve the process and make the whole data flow from collection to reporting more efficient. So I think it's really exciting.
We are excited that you are bringing innovative thinking to YTC, because again, that is the future. So thank you for what you do every single day here for the Army, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. In the studio today is Alex Villaseñor. He is the Installation Emergency Manager at U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Let's start with talking about your role on post.
I coordinate with internal organizations to ensure the installation is ready to handle various crises.
That's a very important role, so thank you for doing that for us. September is National Preparedness Month. What's the purpose of this month?
National Preparedness Month aims to raise awareness about disaster preparedness and encourage individuals and communities to take action. How can we communities take action? Well, creating plans and building kits. National Preparedness Month promotes resilience and highlights available resources to help everyone prepare.
And you're there to guide us through it. Your position requires a lot of planning and thinking ahead and practice. What are some of the things YPG does to prepare for emergencies?
YPG prepares for emergencies through comprehensive planning, including hazard assessment, continuity plans, regular training exercises with partners, interagency collaborations, and maintaining emergency resources. And, of course, proactive public awareness campaigns like the Ready Army campaign, especially during National Preparedness Month. We focus on being ready for YPG's unique challenges.
During an emergency, what is one of the methods or the main methods for personnel and families to receive information and guidance if they're living or working on post?
During an emergency, personnel and families should monitor the Giant Voice system for immediate instructions and also check the Alert Mass Warning Notification System, which will provide you text, call, or email for any updates. Also, refer to our public affairs office and official social media channels for information.
Alex, how can someone sign up for the notifications through Alert?
Well, you can do it yourself online on alerts.csd.disa.mil.
Okay, thank you for that. What resources are available on post to help soldiers and families prepare for emergencies?
YPG offers preparedness resources, including the Ready Army campaign at ready.army.mil or the Department of Homeland Security at ready.gov. And you can also visit the Red Cross at redcross.org. And of course, your local Office of Emergency Management.
in the upcoming outpost, we will have some resources along with an article talking about emergency preparedness. Okay, well, let's give our listeners some tips that could potentially save their lives during an emergency.
The main one is building a family emergency plan and creating disaster kits with 3-day supplies. That will set you up for success. After that, staying informed through official channels. And last but not least, knowing evacuation routes. Remember, preparing today is your best defense for tomorrow.
All right, great advice. Well, Alex, thank you for your time today and for everything you do for the Army.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.